we're going to take a break from the news now to bring you a story of redemption. You know, sometimes you can make a mistake when you're young that will follow you through your life. That's what happened to R.G. Williams of Louisville, Kentucky, who made a mistake he reflects on with regret and ultimately pride. It's when he decided as a 13-year-old kid to steal a Louisville city bus. Jake Ryan from Here and Now contributor WFPL tells us more.
R.G. Williams was an experienced bus rider. The transit system known as TARC was his connection to the world. He'd take the bus to school, to visit friends, to the mall.
That was my only means of transportation. My mom, she had a piece of a car.
Riding the bus was a regular thing for Williams. But the trip he took one fall day in 1990 was far from usual. Sitting in the driver's seat of the number 19 bus, he points as he recreates the route.
So I turned here and I started shooting down the parkway. I was probably speeding through here. The speed limit is 35. I know I wasn't doing 35. I was trying to get the hell out of Dodge.
Williams grew up in a public housing complex in Louisville. He was the youngest of 11 siblings and the son of a single mom.
It was a desperate community. There are not a lot of dreams around there.
He was young, but his mom's health was failing, and he needed a plan.
I just didn't see a lot of opportunities for a young black boy in the deep west end of Louisville.
From his usual seat at the front of the bus, he made friends with the driver, Miss Louise. And then Williams got an idea.
Hey, maybe I could do this. And that would be a way that I could help my family. And I said, well, you know, one, could I drive this big bus? About 85 pounds, maybe. Maybe 5 foot, maybe. And I was like, well, sure. This little lady drives this big bus. I can drive this big bus.
He started watching Miss Louise, how she turned the wheel, how she checked her mirrors. He went to the library.
And I looked up buses and how to make turns and pivot points.
And Williams hatched a plot to steal a bus, but just to ride it around for a little while.
I was just going to go and try to test drive, and that way I would at least know that I could do this. I went and got me a little black or navy shirt and some pants, did a little stitching, cut out a little piece of cardboard with aluminum foil to make me a badge. Went down to TARC at 29th and Broadway. Walked in, waved at the security guard. Went and got on a bus. Went and started it up. Pulled the bus off the property. So every time I would pass another bus, the driver would look and call. And I'd hear the conversation. They said, it looks like a kid.
By the time he'd made it back downtown, the joyride was over.
They blocked me in, and the officer got out, put the 9mm in my face, and told me to get out of the seat. And that's how it ended.
Williams appeared in court not long after, humiliated, sorry, and in tears. He looked at the judge and said he just wanted to be a bus driver. He wanted to help his mom. A TARC administrator was also in the courtroom, and when he heard Williams profess his passion to drive, he proposed a deal.
They said, so you want to be a bus driver, huh? And they said, well, I tell you what, we'll make a deal with you. If you stay out of trouble, keep your nose clean, when you turn 25, come back to TARC, we'll give you a job, we'll make you a bus driver.
And that was the turning point for R.G. Williams. He buckled down, graduated high school when he was 16, got a scholarship to college, dropped out, and then joined the Navy. After serving 8 years, he came back to Louisville, worked a few jobs, and then turned back to TARC.
TARC denied me. They turned me away. They weren't going to hire me. And I called. And I said, well, you know, I spent 8 years in the Navy. And I'm only 25. How much experience do you expect me to have? And, oh, by the way, when I was 13 years old, you all promised me that you'd give me a job if I kept my nose clean and came back when I was 25. And he remembered. He remembered.
Today, R.G. Williams works as a road supervisor for TARC. Before that, he spent a decade as a driver, a real driver, with a real uniform. Outside of his time in the Navy, Williams says getting hired at TARC was the happiest moment of his life. And it wouldn't have been possible had he not been given a second chance, an opportunity for redemption.
Given opportunity, you'd be surprised what desperate people can do and be and achieve. And that's all I needed, was just a little hope, you know, something to work toward.
For Here and Now, I'm Jake Ryan.
R.G. Dunlop of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting also contributed to that terrific story. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.